Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer and founder of Talk to Me Radio and Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I'm going to try to get through this. My voice is a little hoarse on tonight, but that's okay. I was out there shoveling snow like a lot of us that live up here near New York and in the Northeast. So in any case, I have two fantabulous, just awesome, gifted guests that are coming on tonight. This is the first show of Talk to Me for the year, because I didn't do one last month. So I do want to give my birthday shout out, because it's been quite a bit of birthdays since the beginning of the year that I would love to mention. So I'm going to get to that. I want to give birthday shout out to Zi-Fi Blue, that is my baby niece who just turned two. Her name, real name is Isaiah. She turned two on the 3rd. My girlfriend Michelle, her birthday coming up. My friend Kim, who's in New Haven, her birthday, Kim Turnbull, her birthday was a couple of days ago. Ashley, my cousin, her birthday was the end of January. My baby brother Artis, his birthday was the end of January. My brother, Stephen, he is also my younger brother. His birthday is coming up next week. And my cousin, Michael. And to everybody out there that is celebrating or has celebrated a birthday since the beginning of this year, I want to say shout outs to Martin Luther King Day. And we know Black History started already. But like I say, 28 days ain't enough. We Black all year, not just for 28 days. So if you're African American or for any African descent, it's all year for us. And so I do want to give a shout out and just blessings to Kamala Harris, the first Black female vice president of the United States. thank you so much for all you have done and all you're about to do on this year. I want to give a shout out to President Biden, who won, and now Trump is gone. Boom, you kicked out, fool. Bye. See you later. Don't never come back. Anyway, but to keep it real, I want to mention people who've been on this show, who have graced this show, that have taught me so much, to me in many, many ways. And some of these people was a dream come true, even talking to them. Because most of you know, I didn't take, you know, up journalism in college. You know, I've been to four colleges, Wilberforce, Howard University, UConn, and the University of Bridgeport, receiving my master's in education. So I never thought or dreamed that I would have met many of these people. So I want to give them their props and just mention some of the people who have graced it. We've had over 300 guests since 2010. Marcel, Lashley Davies, J.D. Lawrence, Calvin Richardson, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Wendell B., C.C. Peniston, Curtis Blow, Melba Moore, Glenn Jones, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Bernard Jackson, Tony Redd, Judah Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Christopher Williams, Stacey Ladisaw, Doobie Powell, Keisha Rainey, Hope Flood, Riff, Gerald Kelly, J.J. Harrison, Capone, FSW, Janice Dempsey, and my producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest I'm singing with for 10 years, A. Curtis Farrow. And there's been so many more, but these are the ones that come off the top of my head when doing the radio. There's been many more as far as me reporting. And, you know, just a few is the Vicky Winans, Donnie McClurklin, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and so many more. So I have been very privileged to say that God has opened the door and allowed me to have this platform. So I have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to bring you some word. You know, if you have any feedback, you can always reach me. I am definitely tangible for those who have some suggestions, or if you would like to be on this show and you want to book some time on the show, you can do so, but you need to call me, you need to contact me. Fees do apply, and we can go from there. If you would like to order my artwork, or if you would like to order my 19 publications, mostly children's books, and the one recently that I'm worked on is Diamond Art and Recollections, which is all of my art, including a lot of photographic memoirs that have been taken throughout the years, doing Diamonds in the Rough, doing media, and the many people that I've met and had the opportunity to talk to. They're in this book as well, and you might be in this book if you're listening, but I can't go no further. You know we're talking about what has love done for you. But for me, love is God. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be on the show right now. Because there were so many times that I could have died in my sin, in the crazy things that I was doing out there, wilding out, kicking it, having a whole bunch of fun, so I thought. And there were many times where I put my own life in jeopardy, you know. And so things have happened, and God has allowed me to overcome many tragedies and traumas and rape and molestation and just a whole bunch of stuff that he's allowed me to be the first in my family to do X, Y, and Z. And I know I don't take that lightly, because he taught me. He taught me a lot of things that I just not know how to do and was afraid to do. So you got to step out the boat. Okay, if you got dreams on this year and there's something you want to do, you got to step out the boat. Like I'm about to step out the boat again with my comedy. So Mother Me God is back. She's coming on the scene, y'all. So get ready. All right. Well, I'm gonna start with this scripture right here, and this is from Isaiah 54:10. The mountains may shift and the hills may be shaken, but my faithful love won't shift from you, and my covenant of peace won't be shaken, says the Lord, the one who pities you. Now, we got a wonderful lady coming on. She's going to talk about peace. You're going to hear her song, Peace. So I thought this scripture was pertinent to what we're about to do on this show. Also, the second one is coming from Psalm 86:15, and it says, but you, my Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy. You are very patient and full of faithful love. My God, he is truly patient. Yo, that is not just some saying, because for those of you who come from the ghetto or come from, you know, the inner city or come from violence, tragedy, you know, drug addiction in your family, alcoholism in your family, people screwing up, people dropping out of school. I dropped out of school. It was beyond popular belief. I got my master's, but I dropped out of school too. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to have fun in high school and kick it. I thought I was going to be a recording artist blowing up. I didn't need no school. So, you know, that's what I thought. But anyway, let's move on. Psalm 86:15, but you, my Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy. Oh, I just read that. Sorry, y'all. I guess y'all needed to hear it again. Anyway, Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior bringing victory. He will create calm with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And so we're going to have some music being played on today. I'm about to let you listen to my first caller's song that he made. He is a musician. He is very gifted. And I saw him, and I was looking up who might be on the show for today. And this young man, oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, anyway, I'll let you hear his music. I'm going to play a little bit of that. Not in its entirety, and then I'm going to read his bio, and we're going to go from there. So let me find it, his song, Waterfall, by Spencer Camp. There you have it. That was Waterfalls by Spencer Camp. He is a musician. I'm about to read his bio, and I know that song sounded very familiar because it was one of TLC's hits. So he did an excellent job. I really love that song. But in any case, Spencer Camp is 31 years old. He's a saxophonist from Monroe City, Missouri, who plays R&B, pop, contemporary jazz, gospel, and soul. He started his music career in his home church called Promised Land Family Church on the praise team, playing the harmonica at the age of 12. Then at the age of 14, he moved up and started playing the clarinet full time, and he did a little saxophone off and on. He did small gigs at different church events and citywide events. It was a natural God-given gift for him to play whatever he heard and played it by ear. Then at the age of 23, he decided it was time to pursue the saxophone. He believed he was called to do so. And so I'm going to plug him in right now, Spencer Camp. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just was trying to keep my voice because I've been going out since I was out there in that freezing cold shoveling all of that stuff. Yeah.
Same.
Really? Y'all get a lot of snow?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of snow and it's cold.
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm trying to get away from the cold and the snow. I said, Lord, please, please, I don't want to stay in the Northeast. I'm trying to go somewhere where it's nice and sunny, got some beaches and some sand.
Right.
For real, for real. So what made you want to play the harmonica at 12 years old? That's unusual. You know, Stevie Wonder started off doing that. But what made you want to do that?
Well, back then, I was just involved with music a lot, and I was just attracted to, like, musical instruments and things, and I just decided that I wanted to pick up the harmonica and play it in the church choir. So, and then I played that for maybe a few years, and then God just advanced me up to the clarinet. I really didn't play the harmonica like Stevie Wonder, though, but I mean, at least I blew a couple of notes through it.
Right. Exactly, because that's definitely a gift. It's so tiny. I mean, I remember as a kid having a harmonica, but a toy one. And, you know,
right.
We used to just fool around, play church in the backyard. I always was designated preacher for some reason. But
oh, same here. I did, same here.
Okay. You remember them days, right?
Yes, quite well.
I think that if you went to church and you had a strong church upbringing, I think almost every child has done that at least once in their life.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Well, yes. So what inspired you? I mean, like, who were the people in particular that made you want to go into the music business?
Oh, man. Well, there's actually quite a few, but I'll name a few. I know there was a saxophone player that I enjoy hearing. His name is Marcus Anderson, and he's one of my inspirations, and Eric Darius and Kenny G and guys like that. And at first, I wanted to be a fireman when I was a kid.
Really?
But, I wanted to be a fireman, but I started to get more into music, and when I started picking up the clarinet and the saxophone, that's when it kind of changed a little bit. I was like, oh, well, maybe I ought to pursue this, you know.
Right, so then your aspirations became dreams of becoming a professional musician?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you have support? I mean, your family, were they supportive of what you were doing?
Yeah, they was, because I know that the first time my mom then bought me my first clarinet at 13, and when I first got the clarinet, they was kind of concerned because I tried to blow through it, I couldn't make a single sound or note come out of it, and they're like, uh-oh, maybe we ought to take it back. And then I guess there was this one lady at this time that I went to school with, and she was in band and she played clarinet. So she came over and gave me lessons on how to blow through it. And ever since then, I made my first note, and my mom and dad was like, "Oh, well, here we go now. He's on his way." So I made my first note, and I've been playing the clarinet ever since. And back in my church that I used to attend, there was another sax player there, and he would play saxophone, and I was playing the clarinet at the time. And I would just listen to what he played on saxophone, then I would play it on the clarinet. So that's what helped me play by ear, and that's how my playing by ear got discovered. I just listened and just picked it right up.
And just picked it right up. Yes, that's and that is truly a gift. Because I played clarinet in the fourth or fifth grade, and my music teacher was crazy. He would flip out if you know you got notes wrong and wasn't doing what he asked you to do. And I loved it, but that was just not my calling. And my mother hated it. She would kick me out of the house and tell me go on the back porch. You know, so do you believe that, you know, in creating and being creative that, you know, a gift and your passion is two different things, or do you think it's all in the same?
Well, good question. I think it is two different things, I guess, for some people. I know with me, it's also a passion, but I also consider it as a job too, because you have people that call you to come different to do like shows or gigs and things, and also just putting on shows of your own. I mean, that takes a lot of work and dedication.
Yes, it does. Especially with things changing. You know, you can't really congregate. So, yeah, that is something that people definitely got to get used to doing now, unfortunately. Because it's not the same as going to a concert or a theater and watching people play live, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, but
yeah, and
it's a good thing, too, because that's how I saw you.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a good thing right there. Yeah, I usually go live each week and things like that for people, so do live shows each week.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. And so I think that you're right. I think that God gives people different gifts. And when we realize what it is, it can be a passion for some of us, and for some of us it may not be.
Right.
So I think back to, you know, a lot of the different gifts that God has given me. I do naturally without training or anything. And, you know, I took it for granted in my 20s, took it for granted in my 30s, and now I see, you know, that everybody's gift is different, or even if it's the same, you can sing the same song, but you may not sing it the same.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know,
and you,
yeah,
your passion for that thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, you know, just like my pastor preached here a couple of weeks ago, he said that when you find your path that God put you in, that's when you can officially rest in Him and just let Him, you know, work the rest of it out. So
wow.
I believe
that's
that I found
true.
My path. Yeah. And so me, in my 30s, I believe I found my path, and you know, I've got a lot of opportunities and open doors now coming my way just because of it. And of course, thank God for social media too, you know,
Yes, absolutely, because we can reach many people, you know. I mean, I never thought people in Australia and Indonesia would be listening to the show, but they do. I don't know who they are.
Right, right. Same
but
here.
I believe that, you know what I'm saying? But I believe that when your passion and your gift, when they meet, that there right there is your purpose, you know.
Right.
So you are so right. So what makes the saxophone different than the clarinet, than the harmonica for you?
Oh, man, another good question. Well, let's see. Well, the difference is the harmonica, I guess it depends on a person's personality. Like, take Stevie Wonder, for instance. I mean, in my opinion, he's a world-class, talented guy. He can sing, play piano, play harmonica. And, you know, that's his personality. Me, my personality is primarily the clarinet and saxophone. And the clarinet, it has a smooth sound, like a soprano sax, but the saxophone kind of gives you a lot more expression to express yourself and to just flow.
Absolutely. I love the saxophone. I remember the first time I heard David Davis playing that saxophone, I was at an NAACP gala because I was on one of the boards, and I followed that sound because it was just alluring. And I was like, who is playing this? Where is this person? And I'm looking all over the first floor trying to find where the sound is coming from, and it was him. And I'm like, boy, I want to knock you in your head. You sound so damn good, you know? But, you know, it was just amazing, you know? So that's why I asked you that question, you know what I mean? But I do have one more question, which is, you know, our topic for tonight is what has love done for you? So what has love done for you, Spencer? You know, our topic for tonight is what has... Hello? Spencer? I think we lost him, but I am going to wait for him to call back in. There must have been a bad connection, and the call dropped. Okay, there he goes again. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, the call dropped. I heard a bunch of... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I heard some echoing, and then the call just dropped. So, what has love done for you, Spencer?
Okay, what has love done for me? Okay, well... I think that, well, one is the love of God. You know, I've been brought up in church all my life pretty much, and just learning about the love of God and, of course, showing love for others. And, you know, my title I like to use a lot is playing music with love, because every time I play the saxophone or play a song, or I play with love. So I like to spread love to, you know, the world and the community. And that's how love brought me together, and also the love of my fans and family and friends, too.
Yes, absolutely. That's a beautiful answer. Like I said, the sax was my favorite instrument to listen to. So have you ever, like, you know, we're talking about a different type of love, had a love interest, and you use your saxophone gift to bring that person in and kind of like draw them in and bring them closer. Have you ever done that?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I've had a lot of, I have done that before too many times. That saxophone is a dangerous instrument.
Yeah, okay.
It's a dangerous instrument,
oh,
I guess you can say, but... I mean, most of the people attracted to the sound, because one time I did a gig, actually a few months ago, I did a gig with a friend of mine, and he plays guitar, and he told me that he said, seems like every time he plays somewhere, everybody be asking, where's the saxophone player at? Do you got a sax player? And and he said mostly it comes from the ladies. Do you got a sax player? I was like, oh wow. And I mean,
I'm not that right.
And then that came out at that gig, he done introduced himself, and then this one lady, well, actually more than like two or three of them, was asking, who's that sax player over there? I was like, uh-oh, here they go. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, boy, you better get you a bodyguard.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, when you out and you playing, oh, Lord, you and you only in your 30s? Oh, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, because they're going to eat you up if you come up New York way. It's this way up here in Connecticut. They're going to eat you up here. We cold up here. Yes. So, Spencer, where can people find your music, or how can they connect with you? How can they book you?
Oh, yeah, well, they can find me online at www.spencercamp.net. And also, I have a Facebook page, Saxophone Spencer Camp, and they can find my music on iTunes, Spotify, pretty much all the music outlets you can stream music by. And also,
okay,
they can book me through Facebook. So.
Facebook, okay. All right, wonderful. So is there anything you want to say to any lucky woman out there or mature woman out there that you may be interested in, or just to the ladies in general, being that this is our Valentine's episode?
Well, I'd just like to say to all of the ladies and single ladies and also single parents out there is happy Valentine's Day, and may God bless you and just keep pushing in this life.
All right now. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a true pleasure. Continue to do what you do best, and I know I'm going to be hearing about you. Because, you know, you have such a wonderful sound, and I love it.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. That was Spencer Camp, musician, saxophonist, and clarinet player. I am going to be having my second caller who's going to be calling in soon. I don't see her number up here, so she hasn't called in yet. And I don't want to plug the wrong person in. So I'm hoping she calls in soon and just hold the line. But I do want to play some of her music. This song is called Peace by Mouthpiece. But before I do that, I just want to let people know you're listening to Talk to Me Radio by Cherie Humphrey. We are going on 11 years come April 23rd. This is still the 10th season, the first episode of the year. I've interviewed over 300 guests, over 10,000 in listenership from the United States, going all the way to Indonesia, Australia, and a couple other places that I don't really, I ain't never been. But in any case, I just want to say, if you would like to support me or my ministry, Diamonds in the Rough, you could do so. Go to the show page here, and I do have my Cash App information up there. It truly helps. This is what I love to do. This is definitely a passion, because I've done this show homeless. I've done this show in very, very hard places. I continue to push through and pray every time that I have to do a broadcast that I may enlighten, inspire, educate, and just bring the word that some people may not listen to, because they may not go to church. They may not listen to things on the church line, but at least you can get a little something. And I'm definitely available if you want me to expound on that in a personal way. You know, outside of the show, you can inbox me and reach out to me. But it's not about the money, because I've only gotten paid very, I can count on my hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know this is a passion. So if you're led to do that, that would be wonderful. If you'd like to support me by buying some of my books, I have 19 publications out. My last one is Diamond Art and Recollections, is photographic memoirs. Of all the things I've done over the past, 19 years with Diamonds in the Rough, doing media, also my artwork. If you like to order some artwork, please go to my site, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. There's several pages up there, the media page, the art page, the book page, photos showing some of the people I've been encountered, et cetera, my family, you know, lots of stuff up there. You cannot say you can't get in touch with me. The devil is a liar. Don't say you can't get in touch with me now. You can get in touch with me. So my number is all over the internet. You can go to the City of Stanford website. I'm under Youth Services for Diamonds in the Rough, because that's how I got started, working with youth with Diamonds in the Rough and reaching them and bringing people to Christ, children to Christ. So that's how I began from Stanford. So go there, check out my stuff. I just do want to give a shout out again to family that birthdays have come up. If you're just listening to the show and your family. anyway, my baby boo, she's just turned 2 on the 3rd of January. I call her Zaza Blue. Her name is Azaya. Michelle, my girlfriend Michelle, she also has a radio show. Kim Turnbull, she's a real estate agent up in New Haven. My cousin Ashley, my baby brother Artis, my other baby brother Stevie, whose birthday is next week, and my cousin Michael, whose birthday is going to be at the end of February. I want to say happy Valentine's Day, happy love to all the lovers in the world, to all the lovers in the area of Fairfield County, Connecticut, and across the United States. And all the lovers in the world across to Indonesia, wherever you might be that's listening to this show, love somebody. Even if you don't got a boo, you can love on you. Learn how to love you. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm learning how to love Cherie, okay? So whatever you got to do to love you more, then that's what you need to do on this year, because life is too short, as we know, with this COVID going around. And so I just want to send my condolences to people who have lost loved ones because of this COVID. So please be cautious as to how to be safe out here. You know what I'm saying? So do that. I'm going to play Miss Mouthpiece's song called Peace, and then you're going to listen to this lovely, lovely, wonderful young lady going to talk about herself and her experiences in entertainment and about peace, because she talked to me a little bit about peace, and I said, girl, you was right on point, because that's exactly what I need. So I'll be waiting for her to call in if she hasn't already done so. Oh yeah, I see a number up here. So just hold on, sweetheart. I'm gonna play your song right now.
Peace, I'm commanding that you come to me. 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 Come to me. Job done. Be delayed. My safety don't stop the pain. And it's crazy. Lately, seeing things that we have never seen. Yeah. Fighting just to be close. I don't really know, but I'm singing, Lord, help me play. Gas is too high, stressing, and all I need, all I need. Some say that they love you, that they care. Yo, everything now they disappear.
No more late night talks.
What do you say when you have to let it go? Wash away the pain.
What's going on in this
world? 'Cause every trying to get me down, but I'm lifting my hands. I'm on my knees asking God.
That was dope. I love it. I love it. Miss Mouthpiece, Sacramento's Miss Mouthpiece, lives and breathes soul music. She not only embodies the sound and deep, achy feeling of the music, she pours all her passion into her singing. She tinkers with different musical genres, but has an affinity for old school grooves with jazzy elements and just a slice of hip hop. The perfect combination to her smoky voice. The most important aspect for her is to make sure that what she's singing moves people. R&B soul gives you a love feeling, she explains, but a soulful thing penetrates your soul. And so I'm going to plug this young lady in right now. Hello?
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm so good now that I hear your voice. I mean, that song is special to me because this is a season right now that I'm in that I have really been praying for God's peace in the midst of crisis, yeah. In the midst of a storm, in the midst of the devil and the things that he does. I ain't getting into it, but I just that song really touches me. Right now, where I am. So tell me, how did you come up with this?
You know, I Need Peace actually was birthed out of being a mother. You know, my kids were smaller at the time, and it was really talking about, you know, the different things about being a single mother and trying to, you know, elevate yourself, trying to make ends meet. And then there was a shifting for me. The song kind of was recorded, and I never really did anything with it. It was just lyrics. And when last year, when our world did a 360, new lyrics came to me. And this song was birthed from everything that we all were facing in the world, the changes, the injustice. People were losing jobs. You know, people were dying. People were going through so many different changes. And I wanted to create a song which was already in the atmosphere, but this song really was going to speak to the hearts of the people to command peace no matter what's around you. And we were all facing different chaos. And for me, that's why that song was birthed and why it's really so special to me as well. So I appreciate the
yes.
love that you're showing.
Absolutely. And it's funny how the strangest things can really attract a person. Red is not my favorite color, but when I was looking through some of the musicians and singers, your red hat caught my attention. You know, and I got a red hat. My sister bought me that's dope. And I said, I love that hat. I said, you know what? Let me just research a little bit. Let me look into this woman. And when I talked to you, it was just inspiring, you know, just having a conversation. I know you are a woman of God because you would not have been able to say the things that you needed to say to me at the time. So I appreciate that, you know. And where did this name, Miss Mouthpiece, come from? Where did that derive from?
You know, I love telling this story. It's a beautiful story. And, you know, sometimes we repeat the same story over and over, and I just embrace that it's my signature story. Miss Mouthpiece was birthed from, I was doing a open mic venue overseas at the time. And there was a young lady that came to this open mic. And at that time, I was kind of going through my own storm and shifting through a lot of different things in my personal life. And I was freestyling. And after the show, this woman comes up to me and she says, you know, something that you said in your lyrics changed my life tonight. You know, I was thinking about killing myself, but you're definitely a mouthpiece. I didn't even think nothing about it. The name was just kind of like, you know, mouthpiece, whatever. And then later on, like maybe like third month into doing my show Lyrics for the Soul, it came to me. It came to me in study and prayer and quiet time that God would use me as a mouthpiece for many nations. And so I've been her mouthpiece for the last, 20 plus years, I guess. So here I am. And it's been a very interesting journey.
Yes, I mean, I like your style. I like, you know, the style of music you sound. You remind me of Erykah Badu with a taste of Jill Scott and somebody else. It was on the top of my tongue, but I can't remember right now. But did you intentionally develop this sound, or was this something that was just already there that, you know, you brought to the forefront?
You know, I grew up in church, and I sung in choirs, and one of the things that I always recognized that I stood out, that I was different, that my voice was a little raspy, and I didn't sound like everyone else. I wasn't hitting the high notes. And
right.
I remember a musician gave me an opportunity to sing Thank You, Lord by Walter Hawkins. And I remember singing that song in my bottom voice. And I remember as a kid, I remember seeing adults cry. And I knew in that moment, probably didn't know it like I know it now, but in that moment, I realized that I was able to convey a message through my voice and through song that will really touch people's souls. I just recognized that as a young lady. And it took me a long time, even in my journey as an artist, to you know, to embrace my voice and that it seemed so different. I think, you know, coming up in the era of the Erykah Badus, like you said, and the Jill Scotts, I had a moment, you know, because it was a window where soul music was like the thing, like Neo, they were calling it Neo Soul at the time. That was kind of like a skit, and then it kind of fizzed off. So I still had to be able to embrace my voice and my gift and still be effective. And now I love it. I love it. I'm grateful that God has made me so different.
Yes. And sometimes different cannot, you know, is not easy. And, you know, you have to really be confident in yourself, and you have to believe in you, because people will talk you out of who you are. And, you know, I'm grateful that you didn't do that. People try to talk me out of doing Diamonds in the Rough when I first started it. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't know who I was. They didn't know my gifts and talents. They didn't know nothing about me. All they knew was that I was going through a rough patch, you know, in my life, and lost everything, lost my relationship, almost lost my daggone mind. And,
right.
You know, in jail and stuff like that, cutting up, trying to bust niggas upside the head everywhere I went because I was angry. And so when God put this in me, I was still in my mess. So people couldn't see anything but the mess, you know, and so I had to believe in me, and you believed in you. You know, you told me you was a music therapist and poet and comedian, and, you know, we got a lot of things in common. What do you think inspired you or enabled you to be able to branch out in different directions of being a comedian, of being a poet, being a musical therapist? What enabled you to do that?
You know, for me, I believe that sometimes you can get kind of like focused in on one thing, and you think that you're only good with that one thing on your shelf. And one day you just realize that God has given you so many other gifts. And the amazing thing about my story is that every gift that I have, they all go together. They all kind of like, if they're all in full circle. They're all about the same thing, about either inspiring and helping people. And so for me, I think that at that time where I just had to take a break from just doing the same thing over and over and over again, and I was kind of feeling stuck. And I believe that that was kind of intentionally from God to kind of push me out of this comfort zone to really tap into all the other areas that I can be more effective in. And now I'm in a place in my life where I didn't have to put music down. I didn't have to, put encouraging and speaking and doing comedy. I didn't have to put none of those things down. What I had to learn was how to utilize all those different gifts and how to do it all together. And so this is kind of my journey. This has been my journey since last year, incorporating everything that I do. And I kind of have been doing it, but in a way where I'm doing it in a different way, because now I've been exercising my confidence. So I think I was able to exercise that muscle of confidence a little bit more. And now I'm ready and positioned. But that came through adversity, and it came through not being sure of myself and doubting myself and trying to be accepted at times because I was so different. That was internal. You know, that was an internal thing that I was battling with, and learning how to be like, okay, I'm okay with me being who I am. And the only approval that I need at this point is God. And I'm grateful for my friends. I don't want to say fans, because I say my friends and family that follow me and support me, because it's because of people like, you know, my supporters that, you know, they embrace, you know, what I do. So I'm grateful for that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you said some very critical things, and you said you were, you know, learning how to, you know, embrace your confidence and build your confidence and, you know, standing in who you are with all the differences, because that's what makes us unique, and we can't all be the same. It's impossible. And God may give you one thing and give somebody else the same thing, like 50,000 miles away. But the thing about it is, you both gonna do it different. You is not gonna do it the same. Okay?
Right.
And so I had to battle with my minister, you know, being an ordained minister, because it was, at first it was good, but then it was starting to mess with me because it was trying to take away my individuality. And I'm like, I can't let that happen. I'm not gonna ever sit on the pulpit with a dolly on my head. You are not gonna see it. Don't ask me to do it, because God didn't bring me to the pulpit to sit in the church and sit there and look dignified, because that's not who I am. I've been called to the streets. He always brought me the roughest people he can find. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he knew I was rough. Okay, diamonds in the rough. So when he gave that to me, it would just made sense. And so, you know, I said, okay, diamonds in the rough, I'm what I'm doing, finding the spirit in me, not in you, in me. So I had to learn to embrace my individuality and my differences. And sometimes church people can be the most critical, the most, when it comes to trying to put you in a little box. And one thing the producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest said to me, because he told me I was a preacher, and I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look, I'm trying to get on this show. I'm trying to win this time, you know? And he was like, nope, not this time. I'm not letting you do it. And he said, you're preaching. And I was like so upset and disappointed. And he said, don't you ever let nobody tell you to use one gift. He said, Cherie, you have multiple gifts, and if you want to use them all, you use them all. And so I heard you saying that when you were talking about your different gifts and talents that God has given you, that you're using them all. And that's a wonderful thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So where do you think you're going with this? Where do you think your purpose and what you're trying to achieve you know, down the road. You know, where do you think you're going with your gifts and your talents?
You know, I see it. I see it as so big for me. I see myself, you know, right now it's just like I'm getting the taste of being able to impact lives. And I've always had the opportunity to do that, but more now on a major scale where I can really impact people's lives, not only because I'm just doing music and you know, including therapy, but there was a point in my life, and this was not yesterday, but it wasn't that long ago, where I had to do a lot of inside work and still doing work. For me to be able to position myself and posture myself to be where I am today. I think the reason why, you know, there was such a delay, you know, there's a word that says it's not denied, but it's delayed. It was because I was in my own way, you know, and I wasn't posturing myself to do my work because I had excuses and anger and frustration and blaming this person and that person and this. And I had to learn to let that stuff go and learning how to just navigate through all these different feelings and emotions and learning how to deal with my emotions. I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. I just always just was being whatever. And now seeing myself going, so I just see myself on major platforms, major radio shows, even television, being able to tell my story and able to help people all over the world, not just with, you know, with my music, but also with, you know, with me being a life coach and seeing that I see massive results, not only just, you know, with my brand, with Mo Peace. I see that being, I'm speaking in and declaring, I see it being a multi-million company. So I
know that's
and,
right.
And I'm speaking it. So yes, yeah. I'm excited about,
absolutely.
You know, I'm excited of where, you know, God has taken me and guided me. And I know that even in this process, sometimes you have to shed and you have to go through different things to get there. But I know that long as I keep my eye looking to the hills where my help comes from, I would be okay. As long as I get out of my own way, I will be okay, and I'll be able to learn, you know, keep the tools and learning and keep myself open to learning more. And don't think that I have arrived just because, you know, I go to one dimension, because there's several dimensions in this life.
Absolutely. And we're ever evolving. And going from glory to glory. And there's seasons, you know, where God may have you just doing, you know, honing your one craft, you know, but then there may be seasons where you're doing all of them, you know, so
right.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's no legal contract that you got to be doing it just like this. You do it the way God leads you to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yes.
You are life coaching in your songs.
Wow.
When I heard that song, I was like, okay, now I already know this, life and death and the power of tongue, and to declare and decree a thing. But for some reason, when you're in the heat of the moment, you're angry, okay? And like you said, trying to learn how to deal with your emotions, especially as an artist, because sometimes we can be everywhere. At the same time.
Everywhere.
So, and you're like, Lord, what am I doing? What's going on? You know? And so you were ministering in that piece called peace. And that's how I took it, because I was repeating what you said in the song and trying
that's
to remind
awesome.
Myself, you know what I mean? Okay, Sheree, this is a covenant. It is a contract that God has given to his children, is peace.
Yes.
He wanted to benefit. So,
yes.
You know, that's something he promised to us. So I can ask for that. I can call that forth like you were doing. And so thank you, because that reminded me, you know, hey, what are you thinking about, you know?
Right.
But
right.
Before I ask you to sing, I want to ask you really quickly, because we're not streaming anymore, but people could still, at the end of the show, they're going to be able to hear the entirety. So when you forward it or your friends forward it, you're going to be able to hear you singing and everything all the way till we click out from each other. But what has love done for you very quickly?
You know, I was just pondering on that, and I wrote some things down. What love's done for me, love has taught me how to love myself. Love has taught me the importance of, you know, positioning myself to be a better me. Love also has given me more meaning, like, to my value, understanding that, you know, sometimes love, we think that love only exists only from a romantic space. And sometimes it's, and it's beautiful, and that's a beautiful space to experience. But in order
for
me to be able to, yeah, it's a beautiful experience. But I feel for me, what love has taught me, in order for me to be able to have a healthy romantic space, I had to have a healthy inside of me. I had to be able to value myself and understand my worth. I had to be able to learn how to balance my emotions. I had to, and I'm still learning. This is not just you get it and then it's every day. It's an everyday thing for me that I have to say, you know, it's a choice to say, hey, you know, I feel this, but I can, now I can articulate it and say, ooh, you know, I kind of, I'm being pulled on this side, but you know what? I don't want to be there. So I'm going to go ahead and lean back into the middle. And that's what love has taught me. Love has taught me to stay in the middle. And what I mean by that is balance. That's what
absolutely
love has taught me.
There it is. That's that word, balance. God knows, because we can be one extreme to the next. But trying to balance it all, you know, everything about it, you being a mother too. I'm not a mother. You know, I'm a godmother, but, you know, I'm an auntie. But for you balancing all of that and still being your authentic, beautiful self and all of the aspects that God has gifted to you. And so I think you articulated that extremely well. You know, I'm feeling you, girl. Yo, you just like, you know, what do you call it, a gospel, Erykah Badu.
I have heard that for many years, and you know what? I think it's a great compliment, you know? It is. It's a great compliment, so hey.
Yes. Yo, you got to have confidence. You wear that ring. I had a ring in my nose many years ago. That thing hurt it like, I don't know. What? Oh my God!
Really?
But
I have no pain.
Yeah.
No pain.
I don't like needles at all, so
I'm
still a baby when it comes to needles. And so, when they put that thing in my nose, I was screaming like crazy. But I took it out.
That's funny.
Because I didn't accept who I was, and I allowed people to dictate to me who I was for many, many years. And that's one thing I regret, but I know now. And people may call it me. No, boo-boo, it's boundaries. It is loving yourself more. It is knowing who you are and being firm when it comes to that. So I may joke around. I may be got a little comedian in me, but please don't get it twisted, okay? So God has brung me out of a lot of things. So I don't want to go back into that headspace, but I will protect who I am and what God has given me. And Diamonds in the Rough is my child. My child is grown now, and so I done made my foundation. God has allowed me to do that, and you as well. So you can't allow nobody to just walk up in there and take it away from you like it ain't nothing, like you didn't cry for it, sacrifice for it, like you didn't, you didn't, you know, go days without having no food for it. Uh-uh, no. Hold up now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I love the fact of what you said. That was beautiful the way you put that. I do want you to sing, but I first, before you do that, I want you to tell people how they can reach you. You don't got to give your phone number out, but how can they reach you? How can they book you?
Okay. So you actually can go on any platform from social media to Instagram, Facebook, and you can type in Miss Mouthpiece, and I'll spell it for you. It's MissMouthpeace, Miss Mouthpiece, like peace of God. So if you type in Miss Mouthpiece, you'll be able to find me on all platforms, and that's how you can book me, Miss Mouthpiece Booking at gmail.com as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to, I've been waiting for this. So you go ahead and do your thing, and after you finish your song, we'll say our goodbyes and click out. But I want you to please stay in touch with me, because you have really blessed me, and I'm not just saying that to be saying it, for real though. So go ahead and do your thing.
All right. This is a song that I wrote called Time to Let Go, and I'm going to sing the second verse of it, just a little bit of it. It says,
okay.
It's a brand new day. You're looking a little different. Smile back on your face, even though life brought some rain. And yes, sometimes you're going to cry. But you always end up on top, winning again, letting the world know that God did what he said he would. And even on your worst day is your blessed day. Negatively away, 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 away. You're rocking and you're rolling, faith believing, no matter what you're seeing. Keep holding on. I don't know, but all I know is, oh, it's time to let go. Let God be in control of things. You don't let it go, go.
There you go.
All right. You're like, oh, let it go, go. Oh, no. Oh, man. My voice hoarse right now, but girl, I love it. I love it.
Yes. It's one of my favorite songs. Yes.
And the words are truly real. They is really real.
Yes. True testament.
For real. Thank you so much. Yes, let it go. Because I'm going to drive myself crazy. I'm let it go. Because, Lord, I take this cane and bust somebody in the head quick and then drop to my knees and ask God to forgive me. So I definitely got to let it go.
You are so funny. That's funny.
Lord, he know his child. But anyway,
right.
Thank you so much for coming on. God bless you. I would definitely like to have you come back on another time. Maybe towards the summer, if you're available. That would really be
I would love to.
Yes. So stay in touch with me for real, though, because I tell people, you know, you can come back on, but I mean it when I'm talking to you.
Right. And I just want to say real quick, thank you. Thank you, Queen, for giving me this space to share my story, to share my gift, and giving me an opportunity to, you know, the fact that you were led to just find me, you know, on this platform that sometimes we take for granted. So I'm grateful that, you know, this space and this time was created for me to be able to, you know, share my gift and not only share it, but, you know, be able to impact. And the fact that you like my music and it did exactly what my goal is to penetrate the soul. Well done to God, because he's given me something that is just so, like, man, it's a gem. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
I appreciate you.
And is there anybody you want to give a Valentine shout out to? Because I won't be doing another broadcast till next month, God willing. So is there anybody you want to say something?
Yes, I would love to give a Valentine shout out to my grandbabies, which they call me Yaya. My grandson, baby TJ, and my granddaughter, Miss Naya. Those are my hearts. That's my Valentine's. That was my Valentine's last year, and it's going to be my
Valentine's. Aww, yeah. So sweet.
So,
grandchildren,
yes,
you don't even
so
look like.
I'm a yaya.
Oh, my God.
I am a yaya. So, yeah, shout out
wow.
to my grand loves, baby TJ, and Miss Naya. Those are my loves, and that's my whys. So shout out to them.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much again, Ms. Miles Peace, for coming on. Share, and I'll be talking with you soon.
So absolutely. Thank you, you. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There you have it. That was Spencer Camp and Miss Mouthpiece. Go back, listen to the entirety of the show all the way up to the end so you can hear her singing if you missed it. My name is Minister Shereen Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me. Remember to support. Go to my website. You can order my artwork. You can order my books. Support Black. I am a Black woman with a beyond shadow of a doubt. I may be light-skinned, but I sure is Black. But anyway, watch out for my comedy coming back. Mother Migot will be making her debut. Not sure how we're going to do this. My girlfriend will be helping me. She was also in one of my acts, two of my acts, a few years, the Mother Migot, which was a piggyback off of the original comedy that I did, which was Blind Old Lady with a Cane, the play that I did many years ago when I first started Diamonds in the Rough. So please listen to the show. If you would like to donate monetarily, the information is up there. I am going to take you out, and I want to say happy love day to my family, my friends, and to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's been my boo, because I have been single for many, many years, and celibate going on, I think, maybe 15, 16 years. I don't know anymore. It's just been too doggone long. All I know. But anyway, God is good. So I'm going to take you out with Being With You by Marcus Cole.
Oh, yeah. My guard down.
I can pour my heart out.
I love being with you. In the solitude of quietness and in my pursuit to find myself, I'm aware of just how blessed I am to commune with you. Now in my life there's a lot of time spent with cute cliches and speaking eloquent, but in my heart is the true sentiment. So let me be true. There is nothing else I'd rather do but ooh, be here with you.
Ooh,
I can let my guard down.
I can pour my heart out.
I shouldn't have to pretend like I'm something I'm not. And I don't want to floss like I got a lot, cause I don't. And there are things in my past that I'm glad you forgot, and that I tell you, thank you. Ooh. I think it was Andre that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would tell the world, but that still wouldn't be enough. So I'll just be content with an audience of one. Thank you for spending time with your son. Being here. There's nowhere I'd rather be than right here with you. With you. let my guard down. Yeah. I can put my heart out. Lord, I love being here with you. Look at here. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to sing your song. No, I don't. Cause I am far from perfect. And I don't want to lead anybody wrong. Ooh, but you above all people know my heart. And you know where I stand. Yes, you do. So I'm going to stay right here till I become a better man. Ooh, being here with you, oh Lord, that's all I ever want to do. You, I want to be right here with you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, with you, I can let my guard down. And with you, I can pour my heart out. Yeah, 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 yeah. Being right here with you, 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 you. I can tell you all about my fears. And I can show you all of my tears, Lord. Yeah. I love being with you, you. I can let it down. Oh, no matter what, Lord. I know that you have my best interest at heart.